Well, what, not having a cluster in there last week, what did that do to you guys offensively?
Well, obviously, you know, he's a big part of our offense, and we've been using him in different spots, you know, whether it be in the slot, coming out of the backfield. We know what he is on special teams. But, you know, we had Junior Hemingway in a position to, if Dex couldn't go, that he was the next guy at that position, and Junior did a fabulous job. It's, you know, because again, we're putting Junior in different spots too, so it's a credit to both of those guys and really to Junior to step up and take the workload from Dex.
Might any of that screen stuff have gone Dexter's way? Had he been in uniforms?
Believe it or not, no. Most of that was designed for the tailback. You know, and you know, each week we try to come up with ways to get Dex to football. The screen game is a part of that. Had a few in last week, but obviously didn't get a chance to call them.
You got Jenkins a carry. Would that normally have been a McCluster play?
That would have been a McCluster play, and again, that just goes to, you know, to AJ's credit. You know, he stepped in, did a nice job for him, and then and was able to get the, you know, and he's another receiver that you'd like to get into the game a little bit more from time to time.
How much do you think the fact that you guys had so much success in the screen game against Oakland is going to limit how much you can use that aspect of your offense moving forward?
Well, I think most offenses, I know ours, I mean, the screen game becomes a big part of what you do. And, you know, it's screens are typically a situational play for you, especially if it's a third down, you know, for instance, a long situation. You can kind of anticipate a screen. You know, it's something that teams work on every week, the screen game. And we're going to continue to find, you know, unique and creative ways to get our guys in space. And you know, the screen game is a good way to get Jamal the ball and out in space with offensive linemen in front of him.
How important is it going to be for a guy like Dwayne Bowe to step up and have some productive games for you guys moving forward?
Well, he's had great games this year, you know, and he may not have been the leading target receiver coming out of a ball game, but that doesn't mean he you know, takes plays off or you know, he's very effective in the run game. He's also very effective in that screen game when you need blocks down the field. So we may not dial up a play for him each time, but he's going to be a big part of, you know, what we do going forward.
Doug, as far as screens go, I mean, of all the things you do, is that the one of the more difficult things to get right, to get it down?
It is. It's a timing play between your back and your offensive line and really the receivers, and you know, it's something you have to continue to work on every day. It goes back to OTAs when you start installing your offense in the spring, and then the screen is, you know, one of the first things you put in. So it's definitely a timing play. I think our guys have worked, you know, really hard at it, as far as timing up the back and the offensive line, you know, who's out first and then what they're seeing. And you know, it just kind of came, to the forefront this past weekend.
How is Alex as far as a guy who can throw those types of passes? I mean,
he's great because there's obviously from the quarterback position, there's a little bit of deception there. You know, you can use your eyes, you can use a pump fake. Obviously, you can look away or you can use play action pass, you know, to get the defense to go one way and screen back the other. So the quarterback is just as important as the timing between the back and the offensive line.
It looked like on the first two that went for touchdowns that compared to previous games, Alex held the ball like a click longer and got a little bit deeper and a little bit more rush towards him. Was that accurate?
Yeah, it's accurate because, you know, again, with the screens, you want to feel, you want to present to the defense that the quarterback is still has a football. And if they can see the quarterback kind of blood in the water, let's go get the quarterback and then deliver the football. So, again, that's that deception, that's that timing that he's developed over the year.
Handling Robert Mathis this week. Talk about that, Joe.
I tell you, he's a tremendous player, and we all know 16 and a half sacks. He's, you know, he's playing at a high MVP type level, and you know, he's a relentless guy. He'll play on the left, he'll play on the right. I mean, you got to account for him. You know, teams have tried to use the back and tight ends to chip, but he find ways to split those double teams and you know, sack the quarterback or create havoc in the pocket for the quarterback. So, you know, give him his respect. He's a great player. You're going to have to put two hands on him or four hands on him, and just obviously know where he's going to line up on each snap.
Is a departure of Freeney just brought more out of him, you think, losing Freeney, now they can put more attention on him?
Well, you know, and then they got the other kid on the other side, you know, 93, so they've got a good tandem there again, you know, he's a smart, crafty veteran guy that gets low to the ground. He's got a great speed move off the edge, and it's hard to get him one on one. It's hard to get him blocked.
Doug, even in a pass happy league nowadays, it seems like teams that go deep in the postseason have some kind of running game. You think of Ray Rice and Frank Gore last year at the Super Bowl. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think one, a lot of times in the postseason, you're playing in January, where sometimes the elements become a factor, you know, and the running game. Look at the Washington game for us a couple weeks ago, where, you know, you rely a little more on the run, so that has a factor, and I think that the teams that can control the ball, time of possession, are the teams that eventually win out, you know, in the playoffs, and you still have to throw it, and you're still gonna have to get chunks throwing the football. But, yeah, it becomes a big part of your offense.